I have not seen a look of concern on Brad's face like I saw yesterday in quite some time when he came in after getting a phone call from Taryn. Problems out on the farm. And, well, right here, Brad, I think we may have a solution or get you on a path to solution, because it sounds like, boy, you got this wonderful situation in your life with the baby coming in.
Yeah.
And we hear all about the baby who's going to be joining you and living out there on the ranch with all the animals. But then all of a sudden, I'm hearing that there's a possibility that the family may be split up. The family of animals may be split up because one of them is not playing ball right now.
We have three goats, and one of them is just basically a bully. And he's got some substantial horns, and he likes to headbutt a little bit, you know, and he likes to hook. I don't know if that's just play stuff or if he's actually bullying, but it's going to be tough with a small kid, you know, wandering around.
Well, so what was the incident yesterday that
he hooked Taryn in the leg, and then it gave her, he's given a couple bruises, but yesterday actually even drew a little blood.
Goring. All right.
It wasn't a goring.
We can't have this anymore. So Barbara Jameson joins us from the Puget Sound Goat Rescue. She was featured in the Seattle Times yesterday. Just as you were telling me about this, Brad, I was looking at the Times and I saw this story with Barbara, and who would know better? Then Barbara, she's got like 109 goats at the Puget Sound Goat Rescue. I believe it's in Maple Valley. And Barbara may be able to give you some advice here, because you don't want to have to send the goat away to, you know, a military school, or what we're calling Billy Terry School in the case of a goat. You want to be able to keep them around. Barbara, I'm sure you've heard of this kind of misbehavior before. What's going on with Brad's goat?
Hi, thanks for having me. You know, it's a little, it's usually a pretty simple answer. It's usually created by the people that have them, not to throw blame. But the reality is they don't normally, there's always exceptions. They'll headbutt each other within their goat tribe. But for goats to start hooking their people and ramming their people and headbutting their people, that's
boring.
Usually created by the people. So it's not a normal behavior, with rare exception.
It's when not something that's it's not something unique to that breed of goat, because they're all three different breeds of goats. So the pygmy goat, that's not something they do just even in playtime?
No. What's unique to what you have is do the other two goats have horns?
The Nubian Nigerian cross does, but the La Mancha does not.
I would say with the pygmy breeds, they tend to be a little more independent. They have the little short man syndrome sometimes. So, but
yeah, he does have some of that.
But the other thing is he has big hooks, so, and they know it. So they have big horns, and they'll use them. But they usually shouldn't use them against their people. So what you kind of drill down on is a lot of it is food driven, so what you're feeding them. So if you're giving them peanut every day, or you're giving them a cup of grain, which they shouldn't have, especially if they're neutered males. He is neutered, right?
Yeah.
Weathered.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Brad or the goat?
Yeah. No, he's taking
the goat.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So if you're giving them a peanut a day, or half a cup of grain, or goat chow, or table scraps, or pelleted hay pellets, many goats, not all, but many, we call it grain brain. So that is, they look at that.
It is funny that you say that.
Well,
no, it's funny because when we let the chickens out to free roam, free range or whatever, we have to put the chicken scratch and peck stuff up because they go straight for it. He loves getting at the chicken grain, the chicken grains and things.
Right, and that's a grain-based product, so that falls into the goat crack category. So that behavior, it doesn't matter if you're doing that, giving him one peanut or two cups of grain, or if that behavior, there's a switch in their brain, and they can get real assertive and aggressive about it.
That's probably I can see how some of that is with him.
So
because sometimes, like, if we have them out, like, grazing and stuff in the yard and things, and I need to get them all back into their pen, there's these little, like, like yogurt pellet goat treats or something, and if I shake that bag, he comes running, and they like to, you know, to get at that, and that's the only way I can sometimes get them back in there.
Well, and that's the problem, you know, not a problem, but that's the challenge for a lot of people, is to find a method to get them from point A to point B, and the easiest way, of course, is to use treats. If you can do it, so even the fact that he hooked your wife when she was, what they become is, even if she's not feeding them a treat or anything like that, they know where the treats originate.
So go get them. I know where you hit them. Yeah. Go get them. I can't open the pump house door myself. You go get them.
Yeah, it's that you guys have become the treat dispensers. So,
just giant Pez dispensers. That's all we are to them.
You are.
Yeah, or you're the crack dealer. Yeah. So
I'm the crack dealer, and he's doing a drive-by headbutting.
Yeah. So that could be. That's a lot. We get a lot of calls and emails from people wanting to surrender their goats to us because of that behavior.
Can it be broken? Down. Can you break them of it?
It can. It can. You have to, it depends on the goat on how long it's going to take, but you have to cut them off. I told Brad,
cold turkey.
You have to, cold turkey. That means not one kernel of anything that's a tree.
Whoa. What about something like blueberries? They love blueberries
and
fruit.
Nothing.
Nothing.
This is detox. Nothing.
They get Timothy hay and that's it?
It's unfortunate the others aren't that way, because they're going to get punished and cut off like he is. But
he's ruined it for all of them.
He's ruined it for him. Unless you can go out on the QT and sneak some to them.
He's going to find out. It could be on their breath. Yeah, he's going to know.
You've been eating blueberries. I can tell.
All right. Well, so that's what you got to do, Brad. Barbara, tell everybody about the Puget Sound Goat Rescue in Maple Valley. Is that where you are?
In Maple Valley, we have 109 goats, all different breeds and sizes and ages. They're all available for adoption. Our website is PugetSoundGoatRescue.org, and you can fill out an application there. We check out the homes before they go, just to make sure everything's set up properly for them to thrive in their new home. But yeah, we've got a website, we have an Instagram, Puget Sound Goat Rescue, and we have a Facebook page.
Yeah, I just built him a brand new barn, so I mean, he better start shaping up and be happy. I better see some appreciation out of him, even if we do cut the treats off.
Until he resolves, if he's really getting nasty with those hooks, Gorilla tapes and tennis balls on the tips of those so he doesn't hurt anybody.
Oh, God. His world is going upside down. He's getting detoxed, and he's going to get tennis balls and Gorilla tape. Oh, man.
Yeah. Thank you, Barbara.
Barbara, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Barbara Jameson of the Puget Sound Goat Rescue.
He's getting the tennis balls and the Gorilla tape, man, for sure.